Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this Remembrance Sunday, the second Sunday of the Kingdom season. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and praise of our Heavenly Father. Today, on this Remembrance Sunday, we honour those men and women who have made the supreme sacrifice and given their lives in two world wars and in other conflicts around the world in defence of the values of God's kingdom, showing love, compassion, and immense bravery. They gave their lives in the cause of peace for all. Today we honour them and commit ourselves to building the kind of world for which they died. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, we pray together. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the Triune Majesty. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule. Grant this for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. For God alone my soul waits in silence. On God rests my deliverance and my honour, my mighty rock. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. For God alone my soul waits in silence. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. Is the balance they go up? They are together lighter than a breath. For God alone my soul waits in silence. Put no confidence in extortion, and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. For God alone my soul waits in silence. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord. For for you repay to all according to their work. For God alone my soul in silence waits. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Your words are spirit, Lord, and in them we find life. You have the message of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simeon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, my friends, this week on the second Sunday of the Kingdom season, we commemorate Remembrance Sunday. Today we honour and remember all those men and women who have given their lives in the service of their country, in the cause of peace and justice. Today, sadly, we still see armed conflicts taking a place around the world. They are, sadly, the consequences of the inability of human beings to solve their differences peacefully. The kingdom of God, which Jesus proclaims, has come near in today's gospel, is a kingdom of peace and love, a kingdom of truth and righteousness, a kingdom where all have a place, all are valued. And he calls on us, as he called Simon and Andrew, to follow him and join him as citizens of his kingdom. Yet there have always been those who have rejected his call, those who reject God's values of love and peace, those who seek to impose their own will on others, often claiming to speak for Jesus, but who in reality are power seekers. Those whose obsession in exercising power over others can so often lead to conflict around the world. And today we come together at a time when the world has been or seems more volatile than it has for many years. Today we honour all those who have answered the call to fight in the defence of the values of God's kingdom. We honour all who have given their lives in the service of their country, in the hope of building a better, more peaceful world for all people. We honour those who gave their lives in two world wars and in numerous other conflicts. We pray for those caught up in conflicts today. We remember those injured through conflict, those whose lives were changed forever by their experiences. And as we honour them, we pledge ourselves to playing our part in building the kind of world for which they died, the world built on the values of the kingdom of God, a world governed by love, truth, and justice, a world where all can live in peace with one another, a world where hope overcomes despair and differences are resolved through peaceful conciliation. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own church and the churches of our ministry area, that the church may support the victims of war and violence and promote reconciliation between nations and peoples. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression, for all caught up in conflicts around the world, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict, and hope where there is despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we welcome all who come to live among us, who have been displaced through conflict and terror. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all injured in the service of their country, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. may they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. We pray for those who gave their lives in war in the cause of peace and justice. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our closing hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligare, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very happy, peaceful, healthy and safe week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Strong to save, whose arm doth bound. sacred spirit.